It's next time. Okay, sorry for the gigantic wait. Again, I just took a break for a bit for Christmas and stuff. Yeah, happy holidays. But yeah, sorry about that, and sorry about not announcing that I'd be taking a break. Kind of just happened. I'm recording this episode on 2 days, and this is the second day, but I'm going to put this clip at the start of the episode, just because today it's New Year's Day, so woo, 2024, guys, that's weird. Dude, I've been doing this podcast for, like, so long. I missed the, like, over, like, my weird break thing, I, like, missed the time. It didn't alert me. Like, I've seen some people get, like, pop-ups on their Spotify for podcasters saying, oh my god, you've been podcasting for this long. But it didn't pop up for me, but I missed it because I think it was, like, the 13th of December or something. But I've been doing this for, like, 3 years, man. That's weird. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, it's New Year's Day, and last night, at about 10 o'clock, during this guy called Grant Perez, if he's a musician, he's done a collab with Cave Town, but, he's Aussie, so he was doing a performance at the New Year's Eve show, and halfway through that, our power went out. And it was out for the entire rest of the night. And only came back on this morning. Like, while we were still asleep. But yeah, we couldn't watch any of the fireworks. Because the power went out. And there were storms everywhere as well. So a lot of the fireworks got, like, called off or postponed. But yeah. Like, a bunch of other people's powers went out as well. And they couldn't watch the fireworks. But that's so annoying. Yeah, because it's summer here and that's storm season for us, so we just get storms constantly. Like, it's so annoying because we've gotten a storm on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and now New Year's Eve as well. So yeah. Anyway, bloody more dream drama episode. Can you believe it? Wow. This is probably just going to be a series now, isn't it? Going to be a reoccurring thing till the end of time. So if you didn't know, Dream released sorry, I'm right next to my guinea pigs and they're jumping around. Yep. Dream released an hour long or whatever it is video called The Truth, basically attempting to explain everything that I've been talking about in these dream drama episodes. And I'll be honest, I haven't watched the full thing. Like, I skimmed through it to just get to the most, like, the biggest part, because I didn't want to waste my time spending it a whole hour and a half on this guy. Also, I literally watched it on Spotify, like one of those re-uploaded Spotify ones that are probably illegal. Yeah, I watched it on that because I didn't want to give the guy any views. But yeah. I'm gonna get into this because Jesus Christ. So basically, Dream tried to address everything, in a video, and he did address the grooming allegations, and since then, a lot of, the people on Twitter who came out to be, like, and claimed they were a victim, like, have retracted their statements claiming that they were a victim. So the tweet Dream made with, attaching all the, like, retractions since his video isn't 100% proof, but it looks like, from what we have gathered, that he isn't a groomer.
like, because all the victims have retracted their, like, statements. And it could be because they just don't want the internet to keep bothering them. But also, like, since the video, and he did try to provide evidence against him, and, like, since then, yeah, I don't know. It's still very confusing, but it's more leaning towards that he isn't a groomer than he is now, from what I can see. But he's still, like, isn't a good person. And in the grooming allegations segment, Dream used a screenshot of an article about Filza and Christian's relationship. So Filza Minecraft, YouTuber and streamer, mainly streamer, and his wife Kristen. And he tried to use it to back himself up on the whole streamer and fan, like, content creator and fan relationships are okay, which was very weird, because Christian and Phil's relationship is nothing like what Dream's doing, that he has confirmed he was doing by being in group chats with minors who were fans of him and, like, chatting to them, which is, like, it's a little bit Colleen Ballinger-y, you know? But yeah, so here's the story of how Christian and Filza met and fell in love, and how it's like nothing like the whole Dream thing. So Christian worked with disabled and special ed kids, and one of the kids she worked with had a big interest in Minecraft, but Christian knew nothing about Minecraft, so she went to look at streams and found Filza's stream. He was streaming to, like, 5 people at the time and was talking mostly to his friends in his chat. She started watching his streams and talking to Filza and his friends in chat to learn more, asking questions about what the game was about, etc. And Phil explained it all to her. Turns out they had a friend in common as well, which gave Kristen more confidence in talking. Eventually, she started watching more and more and got closer, and Kristen even eventually joined, voice calls and played off stream with Filza. She and Phil got closer and closer, and the more they talked and played with each other, and Phil, being the biggest oblivious dork in history, didn't even realize Kristen liked him, and most flirting attempts went past his head. Eventually, after their friends kept wingmanning them and urging them on, they both confessed and have been together ever since, having late night dates via movie nights in Discord, etc. This all happened before the hardcore season 2 incident where Filza lost his world and blew up in viewers and popularity. They got married in March 2020 and only recently went on their honeymoon. Also, Kristen is literally older than Filza, and these two have the sweetest, most wholesome relationship I have ever seen. Like, And also, after Dream posted his video, Kristen, put a video of her and Phil, just like chatting. It was on silent mode, but like, just like chatting and, with like alcohol, and she just put like, if you know, you know, and the little caption thing. And then she posted a photo of her and Phil, and just, like, captioned it, pints, chit-chat, and good people. It's like, yes, go. They are winning the I don't care war. That's a quote from, like, at Cookie Jugs on Twitter, by the way. Not Twitter, sorry. Instagram. This is where I get a lot of my information from, but also, you know, this is still a stranger on the internet, so I don't take, so I take everything they say with a grain of salt, obviously. But also, Dream is also a stranger on the internet, so you should take everything he says with a grain of salt, you know? Like, also, if you trust him, that's fine too. I don't at all, but I understand what that's like, because I do trust, like, people from my side of the fandom, so, you know. But also, they've been involved in a lot less controversies than Dream has. Okay, I need to stop. I'm not very good at this whole remaining impartial thing. Really sorry about that. Also, like, guys, Here's a quote from like at QuackSkirby on Twitter. I was clicking around YouTube and noticed Connor was watching the like dreams video. Out of curiosity, I clicked on it. When I got to the quackity portion, he said, and I quote, "One day there'll be some really funny stories told about this, but not today." Like, yeah. There's apparently more going on in the background, we know Dream is obviously not saying some things, and apparently Phil has also said that there is more going on than what Dream let on. I think this is more about the, like, quackity thing. Yeah, no, sorry, yeah, this was about the quackity thing, because when I got to the quackity portion. So, yeah, there was more going on in the background that led to that Twitter thread where Dream was talking about quackity and, like, the whole... Like, that, like, giant paragraph that I've talked about. Where he talked about the whole QSMP-USMP situation. Yeah, in the, like, quackity portion of the video, he also says that he was in a bad place when he accused Quackity of stealing his idea, and that he didn't mean it, and is very proud of the QSMP. So he basically said, "Sorry for the harassment and racism, I was in a bad place." Also, yeah, I have seen some evidence of Dream being racist, but it's only, like, one thing, because I don't really want to go searching for that kind of stuff because I just don't really want to see that. Like, you can, I guess, but I don't want to see that at all. No. Yeah. But I have seen some evidence just because I stumbled across it on Pinterest, of all places. It was from an old clip compilation where Dream, like, makes an insensitive racist joke. I think it was about someone else from the SNP, but it was just, like... Yeah, not, it's like, I won't go into it, but yeah. Yeah. I did try to do some research, but it's still all very blurry. Like, what I have seen is apparently he has said the R slur because, and this is a quote from the internet, he grew up in a gaming sphere where the R slur was used as an insult, same as stupid, so it would have been very normalized for him. Like, I don't know if that means he used to say it before he got big or still did after, which, like, surely after he got big, he would have known that that was a bad thing to say. Like, people would, surely some, after he got big, people would have, like, told him, or he would have, I've also heard that apparently he has confirmed said, like, has been confirmed that he has said slurs, mainly the R and F slur, but also take that with a grain of salt, because, yeah, random person on the internet said that. Also, Dream admits to just doing so many bad things in the video. Like, he just admits to, like, a lot of the controversies that he's been in. Like, being toxic to some moderators during the speedrunning incident, and being in the wrong during the Quackity situation, the Manage-Read situation, how terrible he was with managing the Dream SMP and the communication surrounding that. Like, can I just talk about that for a second? He completely ghosted so many of the SMP members for so long when they, like, needed to know stuff about the law. Like, people like Eric, he goes to them for, like, 3 months. But when Quackity does it, he makes an entire thread about it. Yeah, but he apologizes several times for all these different situations that he confirms he was in the wrong for, but there are just so, so many different things over time that Dream has done wrong and then keeps claiming to change and adjust his behavior, yet they keep happening and Dream will 100% be involved in more controversies in the new year. With all of that, I think he's just honestly not worth my time. Like, I mean... I think it's a bit of a red flag when you have to make an entire an hour and a half video or whatever it is to cover all the different controversies you've been in. and just apologize. I think he says, like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, he apologizes so many times in that video. Which, like, apologies are good. Like, it's great that he's apologizing. But he just keeps doing it. That's the thing. Good, apologize. But apologies mean that you adjust your behavior. And he just doesn't do that, really, does he? Okay, I wrote this down because it was funny. But the other day on Tommy's stream, he was taking, like, silly Tommy in it-themed quizzes. And on multiple, he got... sorry. On multiple, he got, do you like Dream as a question? And himself and all of chat were like, oop. And Tommy had to switch screens to just his face cam so chat couldn't see the quiz and what he answered. Like, we don't know anyway. But yeah. Also... Tommy said the other day, just after he walked around the old Dream SMP save files with Technoblade's dad, yeah, he said that, and I quote, and the Dream SMP isn't to do with any of the creators, and you can, you know, DSMP, just DSMP, you can call it whatever you want, but it's got nothing to do with that. It's to do with the story and all of us together and that chunk of time in our lives, and it's to do with Techno, and it's to do with all of us. And 2021 and the lockdown and how I got through it, and hopefully some of you guys did too. So guys, don't let anything get in the way with it, okay?
I'm like, yeah.
Thanks, yeah. See? DSMP law stands are welcome, just not Dream stands, you know?
Yeah, guys, I don't know if Dream realizes this. I was kind of thinking about it, but like, I don't know if Techno would still be friends with Dream if, you know, he was still alive. He was closer with Phil and Tommy and Wilbur than he was to Dream, and they don't support Dream. So honestly, I assume Techno would be more likely to follow Phil and Tommy in leaving Dream than continue to be friends with him.
Yeah, by the way, both Nikki and Phil have said that Dream made a quote-unquote rule that, when they were discussing the scrapped Dream SMP Season 2, Dream said that they weren't allowed to mention Technoblade at all. Like, yeah, and so Phil and Nikki quote-unquote leaked that rule, while saying they would not be in Season 2. Yeah, and so Dream basically wanted everyone to forget Techno and erase what he built on Dream SMP, yet says, Techno would have wanted me to carry on his legacy. Like, yeah, just let the man rest in peace. Like, yeah, don't speak for him when you were not even that close to him compared to his family and Filzer. That's also bits of that quote were taken from, at Cookie Jugs on Instagram again. Okay. As I mentioned before, it's the second day of filming this episode, and I have managed to find more proof of Dream being a bad person. Yeah, basically, he was just incredibly xenophobic to Mexicans. Yeah, and people tried defending him by saying, oh, it's fine, he's friends with Quackity. Do you know how that sounds? That's just saying, yeah, it's fine. I can be racist. I have a friend. Just like, God. No, that doesn't make it okay. Like, even if they're jokes, no, you still can't say that. Yeah, basically there is proof of times where Dream has just been xenophobic towards, like, Mexican characters and just used racial stereotypes. I have seen a bit of proof, but mainly a lot of people online have been saying that Dream has a history of xenophobia, racism, supporting Trump and dismissing the harm of slurs. And then back to the USMP situation. Yeah, it doesn't matter how much Dream apologizes, it will never erase the awful xenophobic racist stuff he and his fandom have said to Quackity, and all the harassment, doxing, and other horrible things he and we had to go through. Yeah, and then it just shows a tweet from Quackity saying, I do nothing and I still get involved in stupid crap. Here's a bit from Cookie Dogs on Instagram again. Yeah, I want to add on to how weird Dream's way of trying to talk to Quackity was. Quackity is usually on the toe with responding and replying to people. Even when he did break off a friendship, he did it privately and they spoke over it. There was zero ill blood between them and they decided to go their separate ways. And that was it. It wasn't this big drama. They didn't air out the issues. So, does no one find it weird Dream said in that thread that Quackity, quote-unquote, ghosted me and ignored me and I don't know why? Like, according to other content creators, Quackity is very, very patient and always talks over even the smallest, like, disagreements, I guess. Some words missing, I guess. With people and reassures them to make sure they're comfortable or okay. So why would Quackity ghost out of nowhere? Does no one find it weird how Dream keeps trying to get a reaction out of Quackity or how he claims they're still friends? He made a thread in a desperate attempt to get a reaction out of Quackity. Dream watched several of Quackity's streams to see if he mentioned Dream at all. He posted a story saying he was going to fight Quackity and joked as if they were friends. He posted a story with a plushie of Quackity in the background. He posted a story where he was pretending to cry while listening to one of Quackity's favorite songs / playlists. And now he added that weird montage full of Quackity clips and pictures and said he's so sorry and said Q is so kind and nice. Like, what the hell? What the hell happened? Yeah. Like, what kind of stuff did he say to make Quackity, of all people, ghost and ignore him? And then they said, adding on to that, with CC's with content creators, implying more happened than led to Q ignoring. I know why people immediately believe Dream's side on this and called Quackity immature for not dealing and talking with Dream privately over this. Also, honestly, we should kind of just let this go already. It's been almost a year, and Dream said he was in the wrong. So with that, I'm gonna end this episode now. I'll see you next time.